弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我每一次看到志恩跟慧珍，我心里面都受到很大的激励和感动。
Every time when I look at brother Paul and sister Lola, my heart is encouraged.
刚才听她见证的时候，我心里面一直低头敬拜神。
As I was hearing her testimony, I had to bow my head and worship God.
从两年多前，当她知道自己身上长了一个那么严重的癌症。
Since 2 years ago, when she found out she had cancer.
经过化疗，经过放射治疗，经过手术，可是这个家，你每一次碰到他们的时候，他们都像神这样子的信而顺服。
They have gone through many different kind of treatments, chemical treatments and radiation. But whenever you come in contact with this family, you feel their obedience and their trust.
不要说我们从来没有从他们的口中听见过他们埋怨神。
Not only that, we never heard them complain about God.
常常他们都用信心的话来安慰弟兄姊妹，来坚固弟兄姊妹的信心。
But yet they often encourage brothers and sisters with their words of faith.
刚才姊妹告诉我们，神的同在永远是我们最当注重跟感恩的。
Just now, our sister told us that God's presence is always what we really wanted and what we appreciate.
弟兄姊妹，是的，神的儿女们的聚集跟世界上任何的聚集最大的不同就是神的同在。
Yes, God's presence is the biggest difference between the gatherings of God's children and the gatherings of the world.
爱还不是神儿女们聚会最大的特点。
Love is not.
不是。
Love is not the greatest character.Characteristics of God's
children's gathering. 因为地上你一样找到很多的团体，他们很有爱的。
Because you can still find gatherings of the world that's filled with love.
我们之所以称为教会，神的儿女们最大的特点是神的同在。
The reason that we're being called church is because we have God's presence.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是要感谢神，我们要在主的面前要常常珍惜这件事情。
We have to thank God and really cherish this.
刚才姊妹跟我们的交通，让我们。将来每一块砖每一个柱子甚至我们的每一个日子在神的眼中都有价值。
According to our sister sharing that every single day and even every bricks that we will own will have value in God's sight.
虽然这个礼拜我们再一次听说这个卖方已经把房子卖给了另外一个人了。
Even though this week we heard that the seller has sold this property to another buyer.
大概三个礼拜到一个月里面，我们会知道他们是不是正式的过户跟成交。
And then in 3 weeks, we will know if they have gone through the escrow.
弟兄姊妹就跟我三个礼拜以前跟弟兄姊妹交通的一模一样啊。
Just as I shared with you 3 weeks ago.
神没有给新的命令和带领之前，我们永远站在神的应许上。我们凭着信心简单的相信。
Before the Lord gave us new words, we'll always stand firm on the promise that He has given us and firmly believe.
我们都要存着勇敢的心，因为存这样子的心必大得赏赐。
Let's hold on to our confidence with such heart, we will be greatly rewarded.
希伯来作者劝我们说，你们要忍耐，等你们行完了神的旨意。就必得着所应许的。
The author of the book of Hebrews encourages us that you have to persevere. After you have done the will of God, you will receive what's been promised.
他说还有一点点的时候，那要来的就要来，并不迟延。
In just a very short while, the one who is coming will come and will not delay.
弟兄姊妹，让我们真的在主的面前用很简单的信心，我们来相信。
Let's hold on to God's promise with simple faith.
虽然我们24100祷告。还差几天就要到期了啊
！Even though the prayer watch of 24100 is about to end，
但是昨天同工们告诉我们，他们准备要再开始另外一个24100，我听得很喜乐。
And yesterday our coworkers told us that they wanted to start another 24100 prayer watch。
不光只是因为我们外面还有没有完的征战，我们要继续进行。
It's not just because we have undone battles that we have to continue。
我希望有一天，就算我们得到了会所，我们还是舍不得停下它来啊
！I hope that even if one day we really obtain the building, we will not feel like stopping.
然后把它变成24365，就一年365天，我们都要来祷告。
So that we change it to 24365. Every single day of the week, every single day of the year, we'll pray.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要随时我们在耶路撒冷的城上向神守望，为耶路撒冷求祝福。
We have to be the watchman on the city gate of Jerusalem and pray for the city.
我们请弟兄姊妹继续在我们的岗位上为神家祷告。我们也请所有在各地 在网络上跟我们一起有份一同祷告的同工们来为我们继续祷告。
We ask brothers and sisters to continue to pray for us and even those brothers and sisters who are listening to us online.
我这礼拜二祷告会听说 James 弟兄他一个人要负责半夜十二点到十二点四十的，所以我们需要有一个人帮忙祷告十二点到十二点二十的。
This week I heard Brother James signed up for two slots from midnight to 12:40, so we need someone to take one of the slots.
弟兄姊妹啊，其实那个结局我们知道在神的手中。
We all know that the end is in the hands of God.
但是整个过程，我们一定要让神得荣耀，我们亲自第一手来经历我们所信的神是谁啊。
But throughout the process, we hope that God will be glorified and we get to experience God firsthand.
这个同工们告诉我说在各地跟我们一起祷告的人有一千个人以上。
Co-worker told us that there are about 1,000 people all around the world who are praying with us.
那我相信这个就算不是在24/100的这个每天都要祷告的行列里面的话，我想相信更多人。
And I believe those who are there will be more who did not sign up for the 24/100 prayer watch.
这个礼拜我们有两封信，我简单的跟弟兄姊妹分享一下。
I'll read to you two letters that we received this week.
有一封信是有一对年轻的弟兄姊妹在马里兰州华盛顿 DC 那里。
One from a young couple from the state of Maryland.
他们从2002年发现了我们的网络以后，夫妻两个每个礼拜二做的第一件事情就是下载我们的信息，听我们的信息。
Since they discovered our website in year 2002, every single Tuesday, they would download our message and listen to them.
他们说从去年七月以来，听见我们要建堂的事以后，就一直挂在他们的心上。
Since last July, they heard of our purchasing of new building, and then that matter has been on their hearts.
他们常常为我们祷告。
They often pray for us.
但是他们手边因为没有什么钱，所以他们向神祷告。
Because they did not have much money, so they praying to God.
他们愿意把他们2003年整年退税得到的钱，这个当然也是上千块的哈。他说不多，但是我们很感谢神。他说愿意全部奉献给我们教会。
They vowed to offer to our church their tax return of year 2003.
结果等了一整年 ，IRS 的支票都没有回来啊。
But then they waited for a whole year. They did not get the check.
他们说3月6号听了我们的信息以后，夫妻说决定凭着信心寄出去了。
So on March 6th, after they heard our message, they decided to.By faith, mailed out the check to us first.
所以这封信上他说我们决定凭信心把信寄出来了。
So they say, they decided to just send this letter by faith.
所以这封信他还没收到，但是他后来打电话来说，就在他寄出去的那一天 ，IRS 的支票就到他家来了。
Later on, they called us and told us that on the same day that they mailed out this check and the letter, the check of tax return came.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真的相信有这么多的弟兄姊妹都在第一手的经历我们的神。
We really trust that so many brothers and sisters are experiencing God firsthand.
他们学习凭信心把脚放到约旦河，就发现河水就开了啊。
They're learning the lesson of faith by stepping into the Jordan River first, and then they see the water parted before their eyes.
这个礼拜四我在那边预备讲道的时候，看见邮差来，我出去收到一封信。
And this Thursday, I received this letter from the mailman.
他写给我的，我稍微念给你们听一下。
And this letter was addressed to me.
他说：“余弟兄，主内平安。
Brother, you peace in the Lord.
感谢主在这样的环境中所赐给你们的信心和力量。
I praise the Lord for the faith and strength that He has given you under such circumstances.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The name of the Lord is to be praised.”
我想我提一下，这封信是从中国边疆地方来的。
And this letter is from the border area of China, remote area of China.
底下说到，感谢主让我和我家的姐妹有机会为你们的侍奉尽一份心力。
I praise God for giving me and my wife a chance to participate in this matter.
现在我们也加入了每天的守望祷告。
And now we prayer watch with you every single day.
我们也每天在祷告中感受了主的同在。
And in our everyday prayer, we could feel God's presence.
力量所及，我们不能奉献太多。
We cannot afford to offer much.
今天我去把我们结婚时父亲送给我的戒指给卖了。
Today, I have sold the wedding rings that my father bought for us on our wedding day.
底下写的别的，他说愿这一点点能为神家尽一份力量。
I hope that this little offering will help a little for God's house. 相
信主所赐定的会超过我们所求所想。
I'm sure what God will give us will be much more than we can ever imagine.
当我看到他的信的时候，我就一直在主的面前流泪。
When I saw this letter, I could not help but crying before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我相信没有一个人舍得卖他们的结婚戒指，尤其又是父亲送下来的。
I'm sure no one would. It would not be easy for anyone to sell their wedding rings, especially it's a gift from their father.
虽然我很小的时候就听我哥哥说，我父母亲也已经早把他们结婚戒指当初也奉献了。
Even though, when I was young, my brother told me that, my parents have sold their wedding rings for offering long time back.
在那个世代里面，很多神的儿女们手边没有钱，到最后把他们心爱的就都奉献了。
In that generation, many, God's children will sell their treasure.Because of lack of money.
但是在这样子的时代里面，我们越来越少听见这样子的见证。
But in this generation, we hardly hear such testimonies.
他得到的钱换成美金，就直接寄的美金过来了。
They got the money and they sent cash.
我一方面感谢神，这个钱没有被别人拿去了，平安的到我们手上。
And we have to thank God that this money arrived to us safely.
因为我们最宝贝的是它里面的见证。
And what we treasure the most is the testimony.
所以当天使来的时候，我跟他讲，他第一件事就是我们怎么样子想办法去把那个戒指买回来，我们再亲自还给他。
When I share with my wife, and then we're thinking how we can get those rings back and then give back to them.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我希望这样子的见证对我们每一个人都是一个激励。
I hope such testimonies will be encouragement for us.All of us.
真的是在各地有那么多我们从来没见过面的弟兄姊妹们。
There's so many brothers and sisters all over the world that we have never met.
当他们听见我们在这里的需要的时候，他们可以把他们最心爱、最后的东西，他们愿意放在神的手中。
When they heard of our needs, they're willing to offer their treasure to God.
希望我们中间没有一个人，我们在埋怨我们的神。
So I hope that none of us will complain about our God.
主的爱使我们跟众人都连在一起。
Because the love of God has united us with all of them.
我们一起来爱他。
Let's all love him together.
一起来顺服他。
Let's all obey him together.
一起让他来带领我们走前面的道路。
And let's together let him lead us forward.
弟兄姊妹，让我们都不要灰心。
Let's not be discouraged.
在祷告中。
In prayer,
在信心里面
on faith,
在我们的奉献上
in our offerings,
我们一天都不停止
Let's not stop even single day.
让我们存着勇敢的心继续往前去
Let's hold on to our confidence and move forward.
所以还有三个礼拜以后我们会知道这个 deal 有没有通过
In 3 weeks, we will know if the escrow has gone through.
我请弟兄姊妹我们继续祷告
Let's continue to pray for it.
让我们的信心和我们的奉献不受环境的影响
So that our faith and our offering will not be hindered by the circumstances.
我们的祷告更是不停止。
And our prayers will not stop.
我们一起有个祷告。
Let's have a prayer together.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
主啊，你的同在实在是我们最大的喜乐。
Your presence is our greatest joy.
主，我们知道今天早晨你现在就在我们的中间。
We know that this morning, at this moment, you are in our midst.
真巴不得我们每一个人都全心的来爱耶稣。
How we wish we would love you with all our hearts.
让我们用最简单的信心来相信你。
And with the simplest faith, we will trust in you.
让我们更绝对的来顺服你。
And we will obey you absolutely.
主，我们为着在各地这么多爱我们的弟兄姊妹，我们献上感谢。
We thank you for all those brothers and sisters who love you dearly around the world.
求你纪念他们在祷告中跟我们一起的劳苦。
Please remember their labor with us in their prayers.
求你也祝福报答他们在爱中所有的摆上。
Bless and reward what they have.Given in their prayers.
有这么多的弟兄姊妹，有这么多的教会，他们一再的把他们的奉献寄到我们中间来。
We have received so many offerings from brothers and sisters and churches.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
也为着我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹，我们向你祷告。
We also pray for every single brothers and sisters here.
求主一样来祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us just the same.
让我们在爱心、信心上，我们都不落后。
That we will not backslide in our love and in our faith.
我们更愿意尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力的来爱你。
We will love you with all our hearts, with our soul, with our mind and strength.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
恩待祝福你。你的教会
Bless and have mercy on your church.
让我们忠心地走在你的旨意上
That we will walk in your way faithfully.
让你得荣耀
That you will be glorified.
让仇敌受羞辱
And the enemy be shamed.
让所有的儿女都在你的面前蒙福
And all the children of God be blessed.
谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
我们将整件事交在你的手中
We'll commit the whole matter in your hands, Lord.
你的旨意和你的主权通行全地
That your will and your sovereignty be done on all the earth.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus.In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天继续要来讲兴起发光。
We'll continue our message, Arise and Shine.
好，我上个礼拜讲到教会生活的见证，第一方面讲到彼此相爱。
Last week I started the first part of testimony of a church life is to love one another.
那今天我们讲教会生活另外一方面的见证，讲到同心合意的兴旺福音。
And today we will talk about the second part to have partnership in the gospel.
那弟兄姊妹，福音有的翻译叫做 Glad Tidings 啊，喜乐的浪潮。
A gospel is also translated as the glad tidings, a very joyful tide.
它不仅仅讲到得救的福音。
So this is not only a good news of a salvation.
讲到罪人信的耶稣，罪可以得到赦免。
Not only that sinners can, their sins can be forgiven.
能够跟神和好。
That they can be reconciled to God.
福音也讲到得胜的福音。
And this is also a victorious gospel.
讲到我们信的耶稣以后，我们可以来享受这永远的生命。
That after we received, the salvation, we can enjoy this eternal life.
我们不仅仅跟神和好，我们能够与神为乐。
Not only that we can be reconciled to God, we can rejoice in God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我相信我们都跟神是和好的人。
I'm sure that all of us have been reconciled to God.
但是福音要把我们带进一个更深的境界。
But this gospel will lead us into a deeper realm.
让我们可以享受神，与神为乐。
That we can enjoy God and rejoice in God.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会生活的见证。
And this is the testimony of church life.
所以我们不是只是在这里说我们要去传福音，要去传福音。
So we're not just saying that go and go preach the gospel.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，福音根本就是应该是我们的生活。
Gospel should be our way of life.
福音就是我们的见证。
And it should be our testimony.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里讲到教会要有一个见证的时候
，When we say that church ought to have a testimony.
但愿福音对我们每一个人来说真的是 glad tidings.
I hope that gospel is a real glad tiding for every one of us.
啊，是一个喜乐的浪潮。
It's a joyful tide.
所以我们传福音不是像我们在这里跟别人 share 我们的钱啊。
So when we share gospel, it's not like sharing money with someone.
你跟别人 share money, 你原来有50块，你就变成只有25块。
Because when you share money with someone, and your money will be less.
也不是跟别人 share 一顿好吃的饭。
And it's not the same as sharing a good meal with someone.
你跟别人 share 以后，你就少了一半了。
Because if you share your meal with someone, then you will have less to eat.
跟别人 share 福音，就好你在这里点蜡烛一样。
When you share gospel with someone, it's like lighting a candle.
你一个人从头烧到尾就是一根蜡烛。
If you just burn by yourself, you're just one candle.
我们以前常常说燃烧自己照亮别人，这是一个伟人。
We always say that those who are great people, they burn themselves to light up other people's lives.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒不光燃烧自己照亮别人。
But it's not the same with Christians. We don't just burn ourselves to light up other people's lives.
要去点亮别人。
But we will light up other people's lives.
所以一个蜡烛它点了其他十根以后，一点不影响它的烛光。
That we can light up 10 candles.
所以当你在这里 share 福音的时候
，So when we share the gospel，
就让福音更蔓延出去了。
That gospel will be spread.
福音也像炭火一样在这里 share 我们的光和热。
And the gospel is like a coal fire.
所以我们在这里越照就越亮。
The more we burn, the brighter it gets.
我们在这里越烧就越旺。
The more we burn, the more heat we get.
弟兄姊妹，我们要同心起来兴旺福音。
That's our work to advance the gospel together.
我们自己要来第一手的来经历的认识我们所得的福音到底是什么。
First, we need to have the first-hand experience of this gospel.
我跟你讲好，我们先不讲一般我们圣经上说的这个福音，伟大的福音。
That's not talk about the biblical gospel.
我们碰到好消息，基本上都会跟别人 share， 对不对
？Usually when we hear a good news, we like to share with others.、Right?
啊，姊妹们就会说，哎呀，哪一家今天在 on sale？ 赶快去，赶快去。
Sisters like to share the news, like which department store is having a sale.
啊，弟兄们可能就会讲说，哪一个电脑最近正在拍卖？好，我们就去买电脑去了。
And brothers will share what kind of computer is on sale.
啊、或是你吃了什么药治好的你就会去跟别人 share。
Or if you have a good medicine you like to share with others。
弟兄姊妹，我们很喜欢在这里跟别人分享好消息。
We like to share good news with others。
但是这么伟大的救恩更应该让我们里面忍不住的就要去跟别人 share， 对不对？
Then facing this great salvation we cannot help but sharing with others。
所以我们在这里讲到，当一个人他真正爱主，真正尝到救恩的好处的时候，
So if someone really loves the Lord and really tasted the goodness of the gospel，
他很自然的就会想跟别人分享。
Sharing the gospel will be very natural to him.
一个人不肯去传福音的话，
If someone does not want to share the gospel,
那要么就是他自己本身没有经历到福音这么好。
It's either that he has not experienced the goodness of the gospel.
那再不然他就是一个很自私的人。
Or he is a very selfish person.
他只要自己得到就好，他不管别人。
He only cares that he gets it. He doesn't care about others.
当然你会说呢，我可能是害怕，我不敢传啊。
But you might say, I'm just kind of timid.
弟兄姊妹，爱够的话会胜过我们的害怕。
If there's enough love, it will overcome our fear.
东西真这么好的话，它会让我们里面有一种荣耀的感觉，迫不及待的感觉，想跟别人分享。
If the gospel is so good, we will have this sense of glory to share.
所以当它真好的时候，我们里面会忍不住要去跟别人分享的。
So if it is really good to us, we will feel the urge to share.
而且如果我们真看见福音的重要，
And if we really see the significance, the importance of gospel,
甚至讲到福音的严肃的话，
or the seriousness of gospel,
弟兄姊妹，我们就不能不去传福音。
Then we cannot help but preaching the gospel.
我记得前一阵子我哥哥讲到的时候举了一个例子啊。
I remember an example shared by my brother sometime back.
他说就好像在一个汪洋大海里面。
It's like in a vast ocean.
所有不信主的人都沉浮在大海中，在这里求救。
And all unbelievers are floating, drifting in the ocean.
而基督徒神的儿女们就好像坐在船上，因为我们被救了，被救到船上来了。
And Christians are the ones that are being saved, so they're sitting on the boat.
而这个船上面挂满了当初把我们救上来的救生圈，挂在那里。
And then the boat is full of the lifesavers that saved us before.
而神的儿女们在里面拍手赞美敬拜神，享受爱，可是却忽略了底下沉浮的人。
And the children of God are rejoicing and they're singing and clapping, but yet they ignore those who are still in the ocean.
他们连把救生圈丢下去都不肯。
They do not even want to just toss.The lifesavers.
一艘一艘的船过去。
One ship after another passed by.
留下了多少那样子沉沦的呼喊，我们不管他们。
And we simply ignore so many cries of those who are perishing.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要知道为什么保罗说，我如果不传福音，我就有祸了。
That's why Paul says, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel."
他说，我传福音有赏赐，我不传福音。但是责任已经托给我了。
If I preach the gospel, there will be reward waiting for me. But if I don't preach the gospel, it's been commissioned to me anyhow.
他甚至说的更严重，如果我不传，我就有祸了。
He even go on says that woe to me if I do not share the gospel.
因为这个福音不是只是为了他今生的好处。
Because this gospel is not only for his benefit in this life.
不是只是为了让他病得医治，只是为了他找个工作。
It's not only for his healing or job employment.
也不是只是为了他破裂的家庭或者目前的困难可以得到帮助。
Or to heal his broken family to solve his present problem.
福音关乎了他永远的沉沦。
Because gospel regards his eternal perishing.
在这里整个福音在这里讲到，人会可以从犯罪的里面得到赦免。
That man can be saved from sin.
人可以从沉沦的里面可以却得到了永远的生命。
From eternal damnation, they receive eternal life.
人可以从旧造的有限和痛苦的里面，能够被带到新造的有福里面。
From the pain of old creation into a blessed new creation.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们希望福音不再对我们来说是一个外面的口号。
So, dear brothers and sisters, let gospel not only be a simple slogan to us.
福音整个的源头从神的爱而来。
The The origin of gospel comes from the love of God.
整个福音的中心集中在他的儿子耶稣基督的身上。
And the center of gospel is on the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
所以今天很多人传福音都传的妥协的福音了。
Today, many people preach a gospel that compromises.
讲到你信耶稣，你就可以找得到工作。
If you believe in Jesus, you will find a job.
你信耶稣，你就会有平安，有喜乐。
If you believe in Jesus, you will have peace and joy.
对，为什么这个我们不能说他这个平安喜乐是错的？
We will not say that the statements are wrong.
那是一个结果。
But that's the end result.
过程和中心是我们必须要来接受耶稣。
But the process and the central theme is that we have to accept Jesus Christ.
人的罪没有解决。
Without solving the problem of sin.
整个永恒的问题没有解决。
Without resolving the problem of eternity.
整个人受造的意义不明白。
The significance of our existence is not understood.
人不可能真实活出满足和喜乐的生活。
Man cannot live a life of peace and joy.
所以整个福音的目的是叫人能够跟神之间和好。
So the ultimate purpose of the gospel is reconciliation of man to God.
借着耶稣基督的流血和赎罪，让人跟神可以和好。
Through the blood and redemption of Jesus Christ, man can be reconciled to God.
还有弟兄姊妹，不仅仅这样，要叫人跟神可以与神为乐。
Not only that we can be reconciled to God, but we can rejoice in God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们自己是一个被罪恶曾经捆绑过的人，
If we have been bound by sin before,
如果我们自己真正经历过什么叫做被神赦免，
If we truly experience God's forgiveness,
你一方面你就会宝贝想要去把这个福音告诉给别人。
On one hand, we cherish the chance to share gospel.
因为我们心里面会有一种说不出来的愤怒、气恨、仇敌，怎样在人心里面给人带来的残害。
And then we'll have this sense of anger that how enemies are destroying people right now.
我们会想要去为别人，我想要去传福音给别人。
So we want to share gospel with them.
前一阵子我们读 Purpose Driven Life.
Some time back we studied the book Purpose Driven Life.
那 Rick Warren 曾经说过，他说你告诉别人如何得永生，是你能够为他们所做最伟大的事，记不记得？
Rick Warren says the greatest thing you can do for others is to tell them how they can receive eternal life.
你爱你爸爸妈妈吗？
Do you love your parents?
你在乎你的兄弟吗？
Do you care about your brothers?
你真的在乎你的好朋友吗？
Do you care about your good friends?
你能够为他们做的最伟大的事情，就是把福音传给他。
The greatest thing you can do for them is to share gospel.
不是在生日的时候买贵重的礼物给他。
It's not to give them precious gifts on their birthdays.
也不是拿一个很好的成绩单给他。
Or to show them a good report card.
也不是你回家的时候能够陪着他。
Or to spend time with them.
弟兄姊妹，没有一件事情我们为我们的亲爱的人能做的比这件事情更伟大。
Nothing is greater than sharing the gospel.
把福音传给他。
Share gospel to them.
把主耶稣介绍给他。
Introduce them to Jesus.
把永远的生命赐给他。
Give them eternal life.
让他有机会可以脱离将来永火的审判。
So that they have a chance to escape the eternal judgment.
没有一件事情比这件事情更重要更伟大。
Nothing is more important or greater urgency than this.
这件事情它具有永恒的价值。
Because it has eternal value.
这件事情本身可以带给我们人生崇高的意义。
And it will give us very profound meaning of our life.
这件事情也关乎了神永远旨意的成全。
And also, it relates to the fulfillment of God's eternal will.
因为马太福音24章告诉我们福音要传遍天下，末期才会来到。
Because Matthew chapter 24 says the gospel has to preach to the end of the earth before the end time comes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，看见了没有，福音这么重要。
See how important gospel is.
它不仅仅是我们对我们所爱的人或是我们周围的人，我们能为他们所做的最重要最伟大的事。
Not only that, it's the greatest thing that we can do for those we love around us.
这一件事情是能够有永恒的价值。
It has eternal value.
你送给他的衣服会坏掉。
The clothes that you give to them will perish.
你买给他的礼物有一天可能会慢慢已经没有那么值钱了。
And then the gift that you give will be out of value one day.
但是我们却给他的主耶稣却是永恒的。
Yeah, the Lord Jesus Christ that we give them will be eternal.
这件事情能够让我们人活着有崇高的价值。
That we will have a profound meaning of our existence.
我们成为一个叫人与神和好的人。
That we become a messenger, ambassador that reconcile man to God.
保罗说神借着耶稣基督叫我们都跟他和好了。
That Paul says through Jesus Christ, God reconciled man to himself.
而他今天把这个和好的职分托给了我们。
And yet today, he has given us this ministry of reconciliation.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都是 peacemaker, 你知道吗？
So that every one of us, as a peacemaker.
然后我们也是福音的使者，叫 ambassador。
We're also the ambassadors of gospel.
哎呀，我们要把神的福音带给人。
That we will give them the message of the gospel.
让人能够因着我们所传的福音跟神和好了。
So that man can be reconciled to God because of our message.
弟兄姊妹，这真是我们这一生伟大的工作。
And this is our great work for this life.
所以我们在这里，我列了很多，我没有空细细的去讲。
I have listed many aspects of the gospel.
福音的源头讲到爱的神。
The origin of the gospel is the God of love.
福音的中心是讲到神的儿子耶稣基督。
The center of the gospel is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
福音的目的是要叫世上的罪人能够跟神和好，并且与神为乐。
And the purpose of the gospel is that lost sinners can be reconciled to God and rejoice in God.
福音的重要是使被定罪的罪人能够得到赦免。
And the importance and significance of God, the gospel is that sinners can be forgiven.
使沉沦的人能够得到永生。
That perishing man can receive eternal life.
使我们原本活在旧造里的能够进入到新造的境界。
Those who live in the old creation can enter into new creation.
底下点点点还太多了，讲不完。
And so on and go on.
而福音的对象是讲到普天下的万民。
And the audience of the gospel is all nations.
所以你旁边的人也就是他。
Including the one next to you.
主说你们要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
The Lord says, go to the end of the earth and preach gospel to all nations.
所以他不光包括我们自己的家人。
So it does not only include our family.
包括了我们的邻居，包括了我们的同事。
But that includes our neighbors and our co-workers.
所以这个前一阵子我们到纽约去的时候碰到贝教士。
When we went to New York,We met a missionary Pearl Buck.
她说她连在马路上看见人，她都想要去跟他们传福音。
And she says she felt like sharing gospel with everyone she met on the street.
她在那里说，她说我还没有老哈，她我只是比从前大了一点。
She says I'm not old yet. I'm just a little old more.Bigger than before.
Older than before.
Older than before.
我想我们见过她，她很可爱的一个外国姊妹。
She's such a lovable lady.
她说她巴不得他们能够认识耶稣，巴不得他们能够进天堂。
She says, how I wish that they would know Jesus and enter into heaven.
所以她现在60多岁，她说她没有老，她只是比从前大了一点。
She's in her 60s, and yet she says, I'm not an elderly, I'm just a little older than before.
她连在地铁，在外面，在马路上，她看见人就想去跟人传福音。
Whenever she meets people on subway, on the street, she wants to share the gospel.
Now, Ernest 弟兄跟我们讲，只要你跨出你的家门，就是全世界最大的宣教工厂。
And Brother Ernie told us that soon as you step out of your house door, that's your mission field.
那个前提是你家里面也都得救了哈。
on the premises that everyone in your family is being saved.
弟兄姊妹，福音的责任是所有重生得救的人，神都已经托给我们。
And then the responsibility of sharing the gospel has been commissioned to all of us who are born again.
保罗告诉我们。传福音的秘诀不独在乎言语。
And Paul says to preach the gospel is not merely on words.
我们在座很多人都说我不会传。
A lot of us will say, I don't know how to preach the gospel.
我不知道说什么。
I don't know what to say.
哎呀，我圣经也不熟。
I'm not familiar with the Bible.
保罗说福音不独在乎言语。
Yet Paul says it's not merely on words.
也在乎什么？全能和圣灵。
But,power and the Holy Spirit.
并充足的信心。
And the confidence, faith.
你要知道你所信的是谁。
To know whom you believe.
你就算讲不出来。
Even if you cannot explain it clearly.
就跟那个生来瞎子的，他说我不知道耶稣是谁，他是不是个罪人我都不知道。
Just like the blind being healed by Jesus. He says, I don't know who Jesus is. I don't know if he's a sinner.
但是然而有一件事情我知道。
But one thing I do know.
从前我是瞎眼的，如今我却可以看见。
Before I was blind, now I can see.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这第一手的经历所产生出来的信心。
And that's the faith out of first-hand experience.
所以福音不独在乎言语。
So gospel is not merely on words.
在乎圣灵和全能。
But on the power and the Holy Spirit.
并充足的信心。
And faith.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们传的，我们所见证的，我们知道，对不对
？We know whom we testify for.
这是我们需要知道的。
And that's what we ought to know.
所以福音不仅仅只是神交给我们的一个大使命。
So the gospel is not just a great commission the Lord commissioned to us.
它也是我们生命的流露，也是我们生活该有的见证。
It's a manifestation of our life nature and the way of life.
所以我很早就跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说我们每一个人自己就是最好的福音单张。
That's why I often share with brothers and sisters, we ourselves are gospel tracts.
保罗在哥林多后书也说，你们明显是基督的书信，对不对
？Just like Paul says in the Second Corinthians that you are a letter of Christ.
那不是用笔墨写的，是用永生的灵写出来的。
And it's not written with ink.But with the Spirit of Living God.
所以当我看你的时候，我就从你身上看见了耶稣的介绍信。
So when I look at you, I see a recommendation letter of Christ.
因为保罗说你们明显是基督的书信。
Because Paul says you are a written letter from Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己十秒钟安静一下。
Let's pause for 10 seconds.
如果别人要从我们身上读出耶稣的话
，If other people will read.Jesus, all of us.
到底在我们的生命里面写出来的耶稣是谁？
Then what kind of Jesus are we portraying?
这就是保罗所说的意思。
And that's what Paul meant here.
你不管到哪里去，
wherever you go,
别人会从你的身上读出东西来的。
People will read something out of you.
这是永生神的灵今天在你我的生命生活里面要写出来的。
And that's a letter written by the living God.
就是耶稣基督的介绍信。
And that's a recommendation letter of Jesus Christ.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们不知道我们能够介绍耶稣什么。
I don't know what we can introduce people about Jesus.
所以在我们的生活里面，在这里说到行事为人要与基督的福音相称。
So in our daily life, conduct yourselves in the manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
这福音不光是个使命，它是生命的流露，它是生活的见证。
So gospel is not just a commission; it's a way of life, a manifestation of our life.
所以我们这次到东岸去，这个纽约 Brooklyn Tabernacle Church。他们有一个很好的见证。
This time when we went to the East Coast, we visited the church Brooklyn Tabernacle, and they have a good testimony.
你知道纽约的 Brooklyn 是有名很乱的地方。
We all know that Brooklyn is in the inner city, and it's not a very safe place.
那他们现在这个教会呢，在当地有一个非常非常好的 reputation。
But yet, this church has a very good reputation in the neighborhood.
就他们搬到哪里去，那附近的房价全部涨价。
That wherever they move, the housing price of that area will go up.
所以他们已经搬过几次，他们搬到哪里去，那一区的房子全部涨价。
They have moved several times. Wherever they move, then the housing price of that neighborhood will go up.
整个周围邻居的治安各方面全部改善。
Because then, because that neighborhood will become much safer place.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是一个多么美好的见证！
What a wonderful testimony that is.
不管到哪里去，
wherever you go,
别人能够从我们的身上看见耶稣，可以受到吸引。
That man can see Jesus on us, be attracted to it.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第九章讲了一节很重要的话，这是我们今天的背诵经文。
And Paul says something very important in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and that's our memory verse for the week.
他说，凡我所行的都是为着福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
That I do all this for the sake of gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
凡我所行的都是为了福音的缘故。
I do all this for the sake of the gospel.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们这句话一量，我们跟保罗差远了哈。
In facing this statement, we fall short.
我以前听过，在台湾有一个姊妹，她去菜场买菜。
I heard that there was a sister in Taiwan when she goes to the market to grocery shop.
那是传统的菜市场，不像现在的这个supermarket 或是 grocery.
It was not a supermarket at that time. It was the old.
所以菜摊呐、鱼贩呐、肉贩呐，都在马路上摆一排，就在那边卖菜。
That you see all kinds of food stands in on the streets.
那大家要买鱼，都是一大早去买，挑最新鲜的，对不对
？And if you want to buy fish, you better go early so you get the fresh ones.
买最好的。
And then you get the best ones.
那这个姊妹每一次去买鱼，她一定挑到靠中午的时候。
Then, but this sister always goes around noontime to buy fish.
哦，或什么那些鱼贩跟菜贩，就剩下的菜卖不出去，正在头痛。
At that time, the merchants would be worried what to do with the leftover produce.
啊，这个时候来买的时候，人家都非常非常的感激她。
So if you go shop on at that time.They really appreciate your coming.
他趁这个机会把福音传给别人。
So she will use this chance to share the gospel with the merchants.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是凡我所行的，他是为了福音的缘故。
She really fulfilled this. Whatever she does is for the sake of the gospel.
那有一个弟兄说，他说他希望将来他就是要立志， 不是当理发师就是当牙医啊。
And one brother says, I hope that I can become either a barber or a dentist.
他说他可以给人家刮胡子或补牙的时候要跟他传福音。
So that I can share gospel with my customers.
他逃也逃不掉，就帮他向这个传福音啊。
Because they're under my hands, they have to listen to me, they cannot run away.
还有一个眼科医生，这是真正的见证啊。
This is a true testimony, an optometrist.
然后平常眼科医生都是放英文字，或是叫你比哪个缺点哈，就一个圆圈圈哪边缺个口吗？
Usually the optometrist, when they conduct eyesight test, they will ask you to read the letters or the shape of.
他放的全是经文。
But then he will show them the Bible verses.
你读给我听。
And then he would say, okay, read those to me.
啊，信耶稣得永生。Okay.
Believe in Jesus, you will have eternal life.
啊，我来是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I came so that my sheep will receive life.Life more abundant.
但是因为他非常认真，他的医技很好，所以客人不断了。
But because he was such a good optometrist, he has a lot of customers.
所以每一个人来都得读圣经读好几句的。
So everyone comes, they have to read the Bible verses.
啊，凡我所行的，为了福音的缘故。
So whatever I do it for the sake of the gospel.
因为上次我们去旅馆住完的时候，我们就想说留一笔小费，稍微大一点的，然后写一个 note。给他传福音啊。
So last time when we stay over at the hotel, we decided to leave a bigger tip and then leave a note of the gospel.
他们收到钱多，很高兴。你不要光让他高兴嘛，那个只是有限的今生，对不对？
When they get a big tip, they will rejoice, but that will only last temporarily.
可是当他拿到一个还不错的小费的时候，他一定很高兴，觉得这是个好人。
But if someone gets a big tip, he will be glad. Receiving it.
但我们却告诉他说 Jesus loves you.
Then we write a note that Jesus loves you.
然后或者我们写一句话就留给他们。
We leave them with some words.
弟兄姊妹啊，凡我们所行的，我们学习来为福音的缘故。
Let's do all this for the sake of the gospel.
那这是我们主动，是 under 我们 control 的。
Because these things we can take charge.
是我们自己可以控制，我们可以来做的。
That's something we can do.
而保罗在腓立比书第一章十二节，他被别人下到监狱里去了。
But in the book of Philippians, Paul was being put to prison.
他在这里说，凡我所遭遇的，更是叫福音兴旺。
But yet Paul declared in first chapter, verse 12, that whatever has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel.
在一些不在我们控制中的环境里面，
even under circumstances that are out of our control.
保罗说他的福音也不受拦阻的。
Paul says.That gospel will not be stopped.
在我可以控制的里面，凡我所行的，是为了福音的缘故。
If the situation is under my control, I will do all things for the sake of gospel.
在我不能够控制的环境里面，凡我所遭遇的，更是叫福音兴旺。
If the circumstances is out of my control, I can still declare all that's happened to me has served to advance the gospel.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这就是一个传福音的人。
And that's a person who preached the gospel.
所以我们要能够这样子，弟兄姊妹，我们必须在生命里面。我们要能够流露主的生命，在生活里面我们可以见证神。
In order to become like that, we have to manifest the gospel, the Lord in our life.
不然人家会讲说，光跟你在一起，在地上跟你在一起都已经受不了了，还要到天上在一起啊。
If we do not have a good testimony, who will want to spend the eternal life with us?
当你的同事已经很辛苦了。
If it's already very hard for them to be your colleague at work.
当你的配偶啊，已经这辈子真的是做错最大的决定了。
If your spouse thinks it was a mistake marrying you, why would he or she want to spend eternity with you?
将来还要在永世里面在一起啊。
Let alone spend eternity with you.
所以有人开玩笑说他宁可下地狱，对不对？
That's why some people even joke that they rather go to hell.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们的生活我们的生命本身就是福音。
I hope that our way of life is a gospel by itself.
福音不光是传的。
So gospel is not just to be shared.
更是要活的。
It's to be lived out.
要去把它活出来。
We should manifest.
人不光要听福音。
Men don't just want to hear the gospel.
人要在这里看见福音。
They want to see the gospel.
第二方面，第三方面，在这里讲到腓立比教会的一个很好的榜样。
Thirdly, we want to look at the example of church at Philippi.
那保罗在这里用腓立比的教会作为我们的一个勉励。
And Paul used that to exhort us.
保罗说：“你们从同一天直到如今，都同心合意的兴旺福音。”
Paul says, "From the very first day until now, you share the gospel."
而且同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
And you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这个福音它是从头一天直到如今。
The gospel has been shared from the very first day until now.
那这不是五分钟热度而已。
So it did not just last for 5 minutes.
也不是在福音有果效的时候我们才做。
It was not only done when there was a result.
弟兄姊妹，腓立比教会从成立到保罗写这封信也不过短短几年的时间。
The church at Philippi has been in existence for a couple of years.
他们却从头一天直到如今同心合意的兴旺福音。
Yeah, they share the gospel from the very first day on.
那实在是我们的榜样。
And that is our example.
他们在这里说到同有一个心志，站立的稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
That they stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel.
那有一个翻译叫做 striving side by side.
Another translation is to strive side by side.
他们一起在这里，彼此好像手挽着手。我上礼拜举的例子啊，他们一起在这里努力。
They work hard together, arm in arm.
所以我们在这里发现，腓立比的教会他们在几方面帮助保罗。
So in many areas, the church at Philippi helped Paul.
第一，他们在祷告的方面帮助保罗。
First.They help him by praying.
当保罗被下在监狱里面的时候
，When Paul was in prison,
他说：“借着你们的祷告和圣灵的帮助，必叫我得救。”
Paul was able to declare that through your prayer and the help of the Holy Spirit, I will be delivered.
所以腓立比的教会是一个祷告的教会。
So the Philippian church is a church of prayer.
记不记得腓立比教会成立的时候，是从一些妇女们。这个吕底亚他们在河边一起祷告开始的。
Do you remember the presidents of the church at Philippi was a prayer group led by Lydia?
Rick Warren 曾经说过一句话，他说我们传福音的时候。
Rick Warren once said that when we share the gospel.
他说这个祷告是我们最主要的宣教工具。
The prayer is our main tool when we share the gospel.
世人可以拒绝我们的爱或我们所传的信息。
The world can reject our love and our message.
但是他们却挡不住我们的祷告。
But yet they cannot stop our prayers.
所以弟兄姊妹，所有的福音，我们一定要从祷告开始。
So we ought to share the gospel starting with prayer.
这个礼拜五个小组的专题是讲到福音跟关怀在小组里面的落实。
And this week, this Friday, we'll share. The actualization of outreach and caring in small groups.
我希望我们不是只是把它当作一个要求或是教会的安排。
I hope we do not treat it as a requirement from the church.
我们从祷告开始。
Let's start with prayer.
祷告可以拦阻一切仇敌的工作。
Because a prayer can stop all works of the enemy.
祷告可以让福音的火点起来。
Prayer can kindle the fire of revival.
祷告可以让我们里面对灵魂产生真实的爱和负担。
Prayer can cause us to have true love and burden for the lost souls.
祷告能够让我们的福音带着权柄。
That prayer enable and empower our gospel.
所以他们在祷告上跟保罗同工。
So in prayer, the church of Philippi was partners with Paul.
第二方面，他们在实际的行动上跟保罗同工。
Secondly, they have actions.To be partners.
保罗说：“你们这些跟我同负一轭，且在福音上一同劳苦的人。”
He says, "Those who labor with me and sharing the same yoke."
真是有一些人跟保罗是一同在这里扛着这个责任的。
So some are sharing and bearing the burden together with Paul.
不是光只有说，只有理想，只有计划的。
They're not just planning or having some ideas.
他们是真正一同负轭，一同劳苦。
They're carrying the yoke together and labor together.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们各个小组都一起来。
I hope that all small groups will work together.
传福音的责任不是传道人，或是只有福音主的事情。
The responsibility of sharing the gospel is not only on the ministers or the gospel group.
福音是我们每一个人的。
It's everyone's responsibility.
第三方面，他们跟保罗的同工。
In third area that they co-work with Paul.
他们一再的打发人把各样的供应去供应给保罗和他的同工。
They kept sending offerings to Paul and his co-workers.
就是前一阵子陈瑞珍弟兄在这里讲的。我们祷告要走出去，我们人要走出去，我们的钱也要走出去。
Just like some time back, Brother Ray Chen shared with us that we need to go, we ourselves need to go out. Our prayers need to go out, and our time and our money need to go out.
我希望我们教会的奉献越来越多，不是只是为了自己，也能够为着其他各地的需要。
I hope that more and more we will receive offerings not just for ourselves, but for the needs all over the places.
不是只是为了我们有更舒服的地方，而是为了能够让更多的人被我们服侍。
It's not that we will have a more comfortable place, but then more people to serve together.
这是他们从头一天直到如今一起兴旺福音。
So from the very first day on, they partners with Paul.
而且为着所信的福音齐心努力。
And then they work labor together.
我很感谢主，我们各个小组都有福音同工。
I praise the Lord that we have co-workers in gospel in every single small group.
我们教会有很好的福音 department, 有很好的福音课程。
And we have very good gospel department and gospel classes.
我们需要 strive side by side, 大家一起来。
We hope that we will strive side by side and work together.
把福音弄得更兴旺更好。
That we will together advance the gospel.
这个 Rick Warren 在刚开工的时候，他那时候说，他说，他问他自己一句话。
When Rick Warren started his church, he asked himself one question.
他说如果我只有这一次可以传福音的话。
He asked, if I have only one chance, this chance to preach the gospel.
我只有这一次的机会可以对没有信主的人传福音，那我准备讲什么？
If this is my only chance to share gospel with unbelievers, what would I say?
弟兄姊妹，我们就要开始真正的来预备自己，对不对？
Let's start preparing ourselves.
就好像当作我们这是唯一的一个机会，我准备讲什么。
If this is our only chance to share the gospel, what would you say?
那我是觉得我们应该可以更进一步的问另外一个问题。
We can further ask ourselves another question.
就是如果这些人是这一生唯一一次机会可以听见福音的话。
If this is their only chance in life to hear the gospel.
我应该跟他说什么？
What should I tell them?
所以弟兄姊妹绝对不是那种不关痛痒啊，这个不痛不痒的这些心。
Let's not take the matter very casually.
我们会带着 passion, 带着负担，带着一个迫切，我们希望他信。
But with passion and burden and urgency, we want them to believe.
那腓立比的教会行事为人都以基督的福音相称。
The Philippian church conducted themselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
保罗说：“你们显在这个世代里面，好像明光照耀，将生命之道表明出来。”
Paul says, "You shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life."
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都要起来为主发光。
Let's all arise and shine for the Lord.
在黑暗的地方，只要有光，光一定被显明出来。
In dark ages, light will shine and will show.
哪怕这个光只有小小的像一根火柴。
Even if the light is as small as the match, it will show.
只要光出现，黑暗就要被赶逐。
If there's a light, the darkness will be driven out.
那更不要说神如果把这么多可爱的弟兄姊妹我们摆在一起。
That alone God has placed so many brothers and sisters around us.
弟兄姊妹啊，整个教会应该是一个光的见证。
So that together we can be a testimony of light.
太多的人信耶稣，他们都做见证说，因为看见了别人生命奇妙的改变，对不对？
So many people became Christian because they saw a wonderful testimonies of life transformation among Christians.
沉迷在赌博的丈夫突然改变了，信耶稣了。
That a husband who was addicted to gambling all of a sudden changed and became Christian.
那脾气暴躁的人突然信耶稣变得温驯了。
A bad-tempered person become gentle after they become Christian.
一个天天消极愁苦的人突然充满了喜乐，充满了感恩。
A negative person becomes joyful and positive and thankful.
一个心理不健全的人突然变得一个这么稳定、这么成熟的人。
A person who has many mental problems becomes stable and mature.
自耶稣来住在我心，我生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
Since Jesus came into my heart, my life has a wonderful change.
弟兄姊妹，别人看了，别人就会说我也要。
If other people see that, they will say, I want that too.
就跟以色列复兴的时候，当人有人说要去朝见耶和华，他们十个人拉着他说我要跟你一起去。
Just like when there was a revival in Israel and someone wants to go worship God, 10 people will grab them and say, we want to go with you.
别人忍不住的想跟我们来。
Because they will want to go with us.
弟兄姊妹，这是腓立比的教会。
And that is the church at Philippi.
当然他们在这里也为主征战，为主受苦。
Then of course they fight and suffer for the Lord too.
保罗劝他们说，你要凡事不怕敌人的惊吓。
So Paul advised them, don't be frightened by the work of the enemy.
传福音的确有代价。
Because there's a price to pay when we share the gospel.
但是弟兄姊妹，福音里面充满着祝福。
But yet, gospel is full of blessings.
福音是我们能够为人做的最伟大的事情。
That's the greatest thing we can do for men.
而且其实如果你仔细读圣经的话，
If you study the Bible well,
保罗不仅仅说凡我所行的都是为了福音的缘故。
Paul not only said that, I do all this for the sake of the gospel.
他底下说为要与人同得这福音的好处。
That I may share in its blessings.
以前我都认为是希望别人可以跟我一起来得到福音的好处。
Before, I always thought I share the gospel so that others can enjoy the blessings with me.
我每次读这段，我都以为是这个意思。
I always thought that's what Paul meant.
我凡我所行的是为了福音的缘故，因为要叫别人跟我一起 share 福音的好处。
That I do all this for the sake of the gospel so that others can share with me the blessings of the gospel.
可是你如果去读英文版本的话，
But then if you read carefully the English translation,
它都是反过来，它说 I may share.
It says,I may share.
是我就可以跟他分享福音的好处。
So that I may share with them the blessings of the gospel.
真正传福音的人是最蒙福的人。
So the one who preached the gospel is the one that's most blessed.
我不是叫你跟我 share 我得到的而已。
I'm not just asking you to share what I have obtained.
在我跟你 share 我所得的祝福的时候，其实我也从你里面得到了更大的祝福。
Because when I share with you my blessings, I'm actually receiving more blessings from you.
因为福音就越传越好，越传越美，越传越喜乐。
Because the gospel is being advanced, it's become better and more joyful.
你越传你就越进入你所传的。
The more you share, the more you get to enter into the gospel.
你越传神就越大的赏赐和祝福临到我们。
The more you share, the more blessings God will bestow on you.
给就有给你的。
Give and it will be given to you.
当我们给出去的时候，神就大大的给我们。
When you give, God will give you more.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是我们蒙福的秘诀。
And that is our secret to blessings.
啊，所以不信主、不认识人，这个不认识主的人，他会逼迫基督徒。
Those who do not know the Lord will persecute Christians.
那是因为他们不认识主。
That's because they do not know the Lord.
其实越基督徒越逼迫他越爱主。
They don't know that the more they persecute Christians, the more they love the Lord.
你越逼迫基督徒他越活啊。
The more you persecute Christians, the more alive and lively they become.
这是为什么整个人类的历史上从主耶稣之后罗马帝国就用尽方法逼迫基督徒。
That's why throughout the church history, the Roman Empire tried all means to persecute Christians.
不逼迫还好，一逼迫基督徒根本没有办法控制的蔓延啊。
The more they persecute, the more spread out Christianity.
他们把基督徒丢到竞技场被野兽吃被绑在木头上被火烧，结果基督徒 越来越多。
They persecute and try to kill Christians in all ways, and yet there will be more and more Christians.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们不是在这里信仰一些宗教的条文和仪式。
Because we're not only here to believe in some religious doctrines.
我们不是接受一些做人的道理和一些信仰的哲学。
We're not only receiving religious philosophies.
因为我们所信的是一个又真又活的神。
Because what we believe is a true and living God.
我们所信的神是一个爱我们、一个生命的主。
What we believe is a God who loves us and He's the Lord of life.
当基督徒被逼迫的时候，他就更深的来依靠主。
Because when Christians are being persecuted, they trust in the Lord more.
而这个更深的依靠就产生了更深、更真实的经历。
That deeper trust leads to deeper experience.
他就成为一个更诚实更深入的基督徒。
And they become a more mature Christian.
所以基督徒是越逼迫越好。
So the more you persecute the Christian, they become better and more mature.
感谢神啊。
Praise the Lord.
这么爱我们。
That he loves us so much.
不仅仅让我们尝到了福音的好处。
Not only that we get to taste the goodness of the gospel.
神为我们开了一条蒙福的路。
The Lord has opened a way of blessing to us.
让我们借着传福音可以得到更多的祝福。
That through sharing the gospel, we will receive more blessings.
教会明显的见证不仅仅是彼此相爱。
So the testimony of church is not just to merely to love one another.
教会明显的见证是我们在这里同心兴旺神的福音。
The testimony of church life is that we together advance the gospel.
不光只是罪人可以得救得赦免的福音。
This gospel is not only a message that sinners can be forgiven.
是人可以得生命得着更丰盛的生命可以享受神的福音。
But also that man can receive more abundant life and rejoice and enjoy God.
不仅仅是与神和好的福音。
Not only is a message of reconciliation to God.
也是一个以神为乐的福音。
But that we can rejoice in God.
所以去年我看到一个统计资料。
Last year when I read some statistics.
他说美国 84% 的教会没有任何成长。
that 84% of the American churches do not grow.
对不起, 85%.
85% of the American churches do not grow.
有14%的教会, 他们的成长是 membership transfer, 是别人换教会换来的。
14% of the church grow because of member transfer, people from other churches.
大吃小啊,
or like they merge with other churches.
或是团隔壁盖了一个很漂亮新的教会, 很多人就换过去, 因为设备比较好。
Some people will move, transfer to another church for a better facility.
或是来了一个很有名的传道人, 大家跑到他的教会去。
Or people transfer because of some famous minister.
那这种叫做 no growing 的成长。
They call it no growing.
No conversion 的这个成长.
They call it no conversion growth.
不是人真正重生得救以后带来的成长.
It's not a growth out of regeneration.
他说全美国只有1%的教会.
Only 1% of churches in America grow.
或者说美国的教会只有1%的成长是因为借着传福音叫人得救的成长.
In other words, only 1% of the growth is caused by sharing the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这是北美教会一个非常严重的问题，更是我们的惭愧。
This is our shame, a serious problem.
我觉得我们都需要起来。
We all need to arise.
在我们这个教会成立这11年里面。
In the past 11 years since our church was founded.
前面几年我们聚会里面大概有 50%以上的人 至少是在这个教会得救的。
In the early years, at least 50% of the growth came from regeneration.
有一段时间更多就到 70%, 50到70%是我们传福音带得救的。
There was even one time a higher rate, like 70%.
那我们平均每一年我们大概有20-30个人在这个教会得救受浸。
In average, about 20 to 30 people will be saved in our church.
那我自己摆在弟兄姊妹面前，我们觉得够不够？
I want to present this number before you. Do you think this is not enough?
虽然有一点超过 10%，
even though it's a little bit more than 10%，
但是我们觉得，如果一个教会真正是同心兴旺福音的话，
but we believe if a church really advances the gospel together，
我相信我们这个方面能够有更好的成长。
I believe that we will have better.
我记得不错的话， 前年我们是有28个人在这里得救。
The year before last, we had 28 people saved in our church.
那去年有33个。
Last year, 33 people.
我不晓得今年我们会有多少个。
I don't know how many we'll have this year.
弟兄姊妹， 月底以后我们有各个小组的福音聚会。
At the end of this month, we'll have small group gospel meetings.
5月1号我们主日会是传福音的聚会。
On May 1st, Sunday, we'll have gospel meetings.
我希望弟兄姊妹我们从祷告开始。
I hope that we'll start with prayer.
然后我们真正把自己摆进来， 用行动来开始。
And we'll participate, engage ourselves.
我们在各方面我们都一起来开始。
In all areas, let's start a move forward.
众人同心兴旺福音。
That we were all partners, we'll all be partners in the gospel.
我想我们一起祷告。
Let's have a prayer together.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主啊， 你就是我们福音的内容。
You are the content of our gospel.
你是我们喜乐的原因,
and you are the reason of our joy.
你是我们得救的根据,
and this is the basis of our salvation.
你更是我们人生荣耀的盼望,
it's the hope of our glory.
主啊, 我们谢谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
你来就是要寻找拯救世上的人,
you came to save those who are lost.
叫我们不仅仅得救, 能够得着更丰盛的生命,
not only that we can be saved, but we will have abundant life.
你不仅仅叫我们与神和好了,
not only that we are reconciled to God,
除去了一切的定罪和不安,
that we depart from all condemnation,
脱离了永远的沉沦和审判,
and escape from eternal damnation and judgment.
你更让我们今天成为神家里的人,
that we become members of God's household,
我们可以享受神的爱,
that we can enjoy God's love,
我们能够与神为乐,
we can rejoice in God.
主啊, 但愿教会真是一个福音见证的教会,
we hope that our church will have the testimony in the gospel.
我们不光在这里传福音,
not only we share the gospel,
我们在这里活出你的福音,
we will live out your gospel.
我们在这里流露你的福音,
we will manifest your gospel.
让人来到这里不仅仅看见我们彼此相爱,
so when people come, they will see we love one another.
让人更 知道神在我们中间,
they even sense that God is here with us.
在这里有救恩, 在这里有永远的生命,
there's salvation and eternal life here.
我们谢谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
我们把教会未来的这几次的福音聚会交在你的手中,
we commit in your hands the upcoming gospel meetings.
兴起我们,
raise us up，
成为你祝福和生命的运河
，so that we become channels of blessings，
让更多的人能够归到你的名下
，that more people will come under your name。
祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name。
Amen。
Amen。